Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And I know that you listen to this show because you're looking for marketing tips and inspiration. And that's great, and I want you to keep listening. But the truth is that as your business grows, you're going to need to think about bringing marketing partners into your business. But how do you do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And to have this conversation, I've invited Badat Jamshidi to join me. Badat is the founder of CJAM Marketing. He's an engineer turned marketer who's been featured in MarketWatch, Bloomberg, National Post, and more. And his sole purpose is to connect businesses to the right marketing partners. Badat, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Lorraine.
I am so glad that you could join me today because I think this is a really important conversation that business owners need to be thinking about who, when, how to find a marketing partner. So let's get started. Let's start with a definition of what is a marketing partner?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's all over the place. So typically it could be an agency where an agency could be 5 to 20 people or something larger where you get more niche agencies that are, you know, 40 to 50 people, but they do one specific thing like SEO. Or for smaller businesses, it could be a freelancer or a contractor that you're bringing on just to find a little bit more time in your day so that you're not, for example, you know, posting social media posts or looking at strategies because you got to focus on your business.
Awesome. So really what we're talking about is when you get to that place where you realize that if you're spending time on marketing, you're not spending time on the things that really make you money, and you've got to find someone else to do that. What do you think are some of the big mistakes that business owners make when they're hiring a marketing partner?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest mistakes is one, not knowing what your goals are for your business, like what you're trying to hit initially, so that when you're actually looking for marketing partners, you can see if they align to what your actual goals are. The other aspect is I see a lot of business owners see kind of trends coming and going. And so they'll just jump on the next trend and hope that, you know, TikTok might be the next thing. And then it's, oh no, it's back to Instagram. And so they switch marketing strategies a lot of the times. And just jump on things that seem to be the trend, but it doesn't work long-term, right? The silver bullet isn't there. You want to build a strategy from the beginning and stick with it over the long run. Shift if you really, really need to, but that's kind of what I see as the big mistake.
I agree with you. When I was running an agency, so many business owners would come to me and say, I just need marketing. And my first question would always be, okay, let's step back. What do you think marketing is?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what are the answers you get?
Oh, God, all over the place. You know, and very often it was an I don't know. So starting with getting clear on your goals and what you want to accomplish makes so much sense. What else should business owners do when they're getting ready to hire a marketing partner that might get them on the path for a successful relationship?
Absolutely. And I think for small businesses, one of the biggest things is to make sure that your foundations are set. And when I'm talking about foundations, like everyone knows, like your website is set, your messaging is set, so that if you are hiring a marketing partner to do growth marketing, whether you're spending money on Google Ads, SEO, you know, social media, all these things that do a lot of top of funnel stuff where they bring visitors from the outside into the business, if your foundation is set and you have a solid website, solid messaging, for getting people into your email list, all of the stuff that you do on the outside becomes so much more valuable when you have the foundations. And a lot of businesses will hire marketing agencies too early when they don't have the foundation set. Also, if you want to build out the foundations, it's different types of marketing partners that you use to do that.
Okay. So I'm really early stage, but I'm ready to hire a marketing partner. Where are some of the best places to start? Because as you alluded to the fact that there are specialty firms and freelancers. What are good goals or good starting points for a marketing partner relationship?
Yeah. So in terms of what you're trying to do, it all depends on obviously the business. I guess to allude to your first question where you asked, where do you find them? Marketing agencies that are actually good are very, very hard to find. And the reason why is most of the time they don't actually work on their own marketing. So if you're trying to Google for them, they're typically not there. Right. And so people will go on Upwork or Fiverr or those types of platforms. And it's very, very hard. It's like finding a needle in the haystack of someone that's good. So the first step that business owners can do, I guess, is just ask recommendations from other business owners that they kind of know. And even just being very careful with that, because a lot of people will recommend friends that they have or people that they just kind of heard of or met at a conference. So you need to be careful when you're getting those kind of recommendations. Obviously, I built a business around this where I met with 751 different marketing agencies and partners. So it's something that I do very well, depending on what size and stage a business is at. But that would be kind of like my recommendation is they're not on Google. They're within networks. If you can find referral networks and start digging deeper into them, it's pretty much how you find the best hidden marketing gems.
Awesome. So I think I have found a few companies that are intriguing. How do I evaluate them? How do I compare them? What do I watch out for?
Yeah. So, I mean, top three questions that you can kind of ask marketing agencies at a very high level to kind of spot red flags. One would be, you know, understand the story of the agency, like understand how long they've been around for, understand what their vision is and where they're going, right? Typically in those types of stories, you'll hear people, oh, we've been growing 100% over year and we want to keep growing. That's a red flag to me. Businesses really struggle to grow 100% year over year and stay stable. So you need to watch out for things like that. The other thing that you want to be asking is, you know, how did you start out as an agency, right? Where did the skill set come from? And so you'll have people basically saying, well, we started out as an SEO agency. And then as our customers asked us for more stuff, we started doing Google Ads or we started doing, you know, social media. But you know that their core was SEO. And so you get some insights into what agencies are actually good at. And typically agencies are good at 1 to 3 things. If someone says they do full service, that is a red flag. And you need to watch out very heavily for that. So that's kind of like the two top things that I would ask. A third one that I'm typically looking at is the retention rate of how long they can keep their customers for. And here, obviously, a lot of agencies are going to lie or a lot of people are going to lie that I don't lose customers or I only lose them when I make them a lot of money. Typically not the truth. You can kind of spot when people are not telling the truth. And if you find agencies that are only able to keep their customers for 3 to 6 months, it's typically the red flag. You're looking for people that can keep with high retention rate about a year plus relationships.
Well, then I feel really good. I sold my agency a few years ago, but our core clients were with us 8, 9, 10 years.
That's amazing. So
it definitely is built on great relationships with customers. So as you're evaluating these agencies and you get past the red flags, are there things that you should look for that indicate that this could be that good long-term relationship, that real partner for your business?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Typically when I get really excited about an agency is when an agency's been around for like 10 plus years and they go, hey, we're a team of 15 to 20 people, or hey, we're a team of like 35 to 40 people, but we only do something very specific for this type of customer. And so they know who they can help and how they can help. You're looking for the people that have done it before and have been doing it for a long time and they know who their customers are. Those are typically the best agencies.
So finding a company that does what you're looking for, does it in a related industry? Do they specifically have to have experience in your type of business? That's a question I hear a lot from the businesses I talk to.
My answer to that is no. I would pick a strong marketer over someone who has experience within a niche any day of the week. You just have to be really careful of it. But if you actually can find a strong marketer and they figured out their niche, that's like the golden egg, which is very, very hard to find. So just be careful of really niche agencies because typically they niche down because they can't do marketing well. And so they go, oh, well, we have 2 or 3 case studies here. Let's just do this only. And then that way we'll get more customers. And then they struggle to grow after the fact because they're just so niche.
Too broad is a problem, what I'm hearing you say, and too niche is a problem. So that sweet spot is somewhere in between. To find a unicorn that really is going to serve your business.
Yes, yes. And a lot of the times it's really just like hiring the right size partner at the size of business that you're at. And so a lot of the times, you know, customers will come to me and be like, well, I'm looking for this type of agency. I'm like, yeah, but they are light years ahead of where your business is at right now. Like you need to start here. Be okay with the agency that's 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, but they will get a good job to get you from 0 to 4. Once you get to the level 4 of marketing, now you're at the stage where you're making 7 or 8 figures and you can afford the agency that you want, right? That's the biggest problem that I see sometimes as well is people try to punch up in their weight class when they're getting partners, and then they can't afford to pay that long term, and they're always like, where's the return? Where's the return? And it's really just bleeding the business dry.
But Dad, this has been great. I've absolutely enjoyed the conversation. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you've enjoyed this conversation and you want to learn more about marketing partners, there's going to be a link to cjammarketing.com in the show notes. You should check it out, because if you're going to evaluate a marketing partner, that's a great place to start. And if you're looking for resources for your business, if you're looking for an independent evaluation of what your marketing is, schedule an office hour with me. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.